We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
But first out from Forbes magazine, the great sports
writer.
Thank you, Al. In many sports, Mr. Versatility, Kevin Cootey. Hi, Kev.
Hi, Angelo. How are you?
All right, let's start with the Phils, right, Kev? Andrew McCutchen, 32 years old, $50 million, 3 years. Do you like the move?
I do like the move, and I really like the move for this sense. That, one, it brings professional within the clubhouse. You bring a veteran leader, guy who has been to the playoffs, guy who is well-respected around the game, and a guy who brings a work ethic every day that is going to really be the one that I think will set a great example with this team. Second, that $50 million doesn't preclude them from doing anything moving forward. They could still play in the Harper game. They could still play in the Machado game. They could go get another starting pitcher. They could go maybe chase a relief pitcher out of this. And the numbers jolts people when they hear it. In reality, though, when you break it down, it's not that much. Also, if you think about it, it also takes – the McCutchen contract takes him to the edge of the Mike Trout territory when they could go spend big money on him.
All right. I agree that it doesn't have to preclude it, but it is suggested to most of the sports reporters in Vegas, Kevin, that they have prioritized Machado over Harper. Do you feel that's happening right now within the Phillies?
Well, I believe that they – probably, if all things are equal, they would rather have Manny Machado because it fills another hole for them. They view third base as a hole. They think if they could get Machado at third, and now you have Segura and Machado then on that left side of the infield that you're taking care of. They still have a lot of questions, obviously, about Franco going forward. They're holding on to him, but that at this point – but that's only until they find out what they could get with Machado or if they could get Machado in here. I wouldn't be surprised even if they don't get Machado, they'll upgrade at third base anyway. But I think Machado is probably ahead in this part of the game. And, Angelo, I know that's something you're going to be against. I think that at this point you get either one of those talents. It doesn't matter which one you get.
Well, now I'm thinking you might be morally bankrupt.
Well, he calls into this show. So
Kevin, the guy's announced he doesn't run hard. And this is before I'm giving him $300+ million. He's not going to run hard. That means Herrera's not going to run hard. He is a cancer waiting to spread through my roster. Why in God's name would I prioritize him over a box office monster like Bryce Harper? I'm going to sell tickets. He's going to hit big home runs. The crowd's going to go nuts. Chicks love the long ball. What are you thinking here, Kevin? It's obvious Harper's a much better choice.
I don't think it's obvious a much better choice. And let me explain, okay? Look at what – and they're both great choices in my mind, okay? And it's this, and this is the reason why. Machado – fills more of a need for the Phillies. The Phillies don't have that third baseman right now that they can turn to. They really don't. If you look at the Harper situation, yes, there are other outfielders the Phillies could be at play for here too. You know, I think the McCutchen move can't preclude another outfield move from coming. But what I think it does is it allows you to look at the Machado situation as maybe your favorite, as the one that they prefer at this point. I agree with that. Machado's teams make the playoffs, Angelo. Machado never had a problem with any of this under Buck Showalter in Baltimore. I think he was frustrated by his time in L.A. I think, personally, you put Machado in here and you give him the money, but I think he also understands that he is the central focus of this club. And I think he'll be driven to prove that he is earning that contract.
All right, Kevin, two quick questions. All I need is a yes or no. Will the Phillies sign Manny Machado?
Yes.
Will the Phillies sign Bryce Harper?
No.
Al, your witness.
My witness?
What's
I have
question?
No problem.
I was doing it like a court trial. I knew that because that was my whole implication originally.
But it doesn't.
Getting McCutchen will make them more focused on Machado.
Yes.
And I think that is a bad situation.
So you'd rather have
I would
Harper.
Rather have Harper every day of the week and twice on Sunday.
So just Harper, not right. McCutchen, just Harper.
No, just Harper. Harper's all I care about.
Angela, there's another factor here, too. Machado is much more durable than Harper.
Durable.
Harper has had some injury issues in the past year. That's the one concern I would have on Harper. Harper's style of play, which you love, and I understand why people love it, it also lends him to being out 30 or 40 games a year.
All right, let me go. I got to move over to football for a couple of questions, Kevin, because there's a couple of very interesting things going on here. Here's question number one. Marcus Hayes wrote a column yesterday. I don't know if you read it.
The Eagles, I just read it this morning.
Yep. The Eagles did not like John DeFilippo when he was here, and they thought he was a shameless self-promoter whose only real goal was to become a head coach in the NFL. It was all about him, right? Does that change the narrative we've had all year that the Eagles are really missing both DeFilippo and Reich? Do you think it makes you start to wonder if we talked ourselves into something that wasn't true?
Well, I think honestly, you know, look, I think the Eagles are trying to minimize what the impact of DeFilippo and Reich's loss was, especially when you know, if you're doing a strict A test and a strict B test, and A being last year and B being this year, you know, it's easy to see where they miss both men. And, especially when you see the play calling as it was on Sunday, you know, when Mike Groh seemed like he forgot Josh Adams existed after the first quarter, you know. But the point is, obviously, I think the Eagles are trying to get their spin out there. And I don't doubt Marcus is connected well within this league. Marcus has heard, I'm sure, and Marcus has reported this well about how the Eagles feel. But that being said, that doesn't negate what DeFilippo and Wright did here last year and what they did towards the quarterback's progress. And I understand part of this is that his legs are not completely under him yet, okay? But you can't look at Carson Wentz right now and not think that he has regressed in some way. You can throw all the analytical numbers out there, okay? But when you see him missing those throws to Golden Tate, when you see him overthrowing guys, it just seems like he's throwing all arm at this point.
It is a good...
It looks like regression in some form, and that's where having DeFilippo around, where it was pretty clear that he was comfortable with him last year. As much as the Eagles may not like it, you may have to consider bringing him back down the road here just because your quarterback is so much better with him and try to recapture and rebottle the magic.
All right, I got one last one for you, Kevin. I only got about 30 seconds here, but I got to get your answer on this. You've seen a lot of sports in your career as a journalist. Is the call the first play in the game Sunday in Dallas? Is that the worst call you have ever seen by officiating?
It's pretty close. It's got to be. It's in the top two. I'm trying to remember another one off the top of my head, and I don't. I mean, that was pretty awful. Not almost as bad as the Goddard pass interference call in the fourth quarter, which was
We got
awful.
Mike Quick. Mike Quick's coming up at 8 o'clock. I'm going to play for Mike his reaction when they said that was pass interference. He was right. They got screwed a couple of times, Kevin. And we will be talking in the future about what you see for the Birds. But Kevin Cootey, Forbes magazine, check him out every day. He is maybe, Al, the most versatile journalist in America today. Thank you, Kevin.
Thanks, Angela.
And let me just say, Al, Merrill wasn't happy either.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.